FanSite. It is a site based here in Chicago. They got employees across the country. Our own Mark Carmen works well for them in the sports side. And they had a list of the things that fans are most passionate about. Not just sports fans, but anything. For instance, the top three we mentioned at the beginning of the show were the Ohio State Buckeyes, number one, fan support. Game of Thrones, number two. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, number three. I mean, if you could be a fan of anything, how deep would the passion go here in America? Or maybe the world? Patrick Allen is on a phone line, and he is the vice president of, is it content? Is that what you do over there, Patrick? How are you?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Was that a fair description of you guys and what this is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a network of fan-powered sports and entertainment blogs. Been around since 2007. And, the Fandom 250 is kind of our end-of-year celebration of fandoms. And we take on the monumental and probably impossible task of trying to rank what we think the top 250 fan bases are for that year at any given time. So it's a little bit of a challenge. It's a heck of a lot of fun. It sparks a lot of debate. And this is our second year doing it.
Yeah, because you got a lot of this wrong. I'll be straight up with you. This is not right, sir.
Welcome to our editorial meetings. Believe me, the discussions we have, you know, we hear folks saying once we release the list are the same discussions and arguments that we have throughout the course of the year.
Oh, yeah, I love it for that reason, although my understanding is that there's not a sort of algorithm that automatically aggregates this. You use some, I presume, data from social media platforms, but it's somewhat subjective among you and your staff. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a formula, and we have information that we collect from our 300-plus fan-powered blogs, but, we certainly toyed with the idea of trying to create an algorithm, but to us that seems super boring. You can't really measure passion, and that really is what fandom comes down to. So, that's a big part of putting this list together every year. So we certainly use hard facts and data, and not only from social media, we look at how much a potential fandom could be worth, how long has it been around, and then we want the list to change every year, and so we place a lot of emphasis on buzz as well. But no, there's not some sort of fan-sided supercomputer that we plug this all into and it spits it out, because how could a computer possibly measure passion?
You mentioned buzz, and you're right, because a million tweets about something or mentions, say, on Instagram doesn't necessarily mean that those people love it as much as maybe a smaller population does something that they're very passionate about. So I get that. So the Cubs go from 1 to 12. We were number one last year. That made sense. And 12 feels about right to me. But why are the Ohio State Buckeyes number one this year?
Well, Ohio State was number 8 for us last year. This is one of the biggest college football programs in the country. 538 did a study a few years ago that said that they had the most fans of any college football team. So we thought very highly of them last year, having them in our top 10, and continued to follow them closely this year. It was a big year for them. They had a ton of buzz. They were up and down in the college conversation all year. Every time it looked like they were left for dead, they came back. Their fans kept supporting them. They won the Big Ten. We went down to Ohio State and were actually on hand. We went down to interview fans for the Penn State game, and our editors were just completely blown away by these people. It was cold, it was sleeting in the morning. They were out there at the crack of dawn tailgating. They rushed the field. It really was an electric atmosphere, unlike anything a lot of our editors had ever seen. That certainly went a long way towards impressing us and towards them grabbing the top spot this year.
Well, if you asked me to just randomly say, start throwing out the names of college football and basketball programs, I presume we're principally talking about where the fans are deep, passionate and broad, I would say Ohio State. I would say Michigan. I would say Notre Dame. I would say Duke, even though that's a very small school, but Lord, those Dukies are nuts and they're known for that. And then I would do a lot of SEC schools, right? Like Alabama and Auburn and stuff like that. What do you make of my thinking so far?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, we really feel like a lot of our discussions this year, we talked about how incredible we think the college football and college basketball in particular fan bases are. There's something a little bit different when you go to a college game than when you go to a pro sports game. And some of the best compliments that pro fans can get is that their tailgate has a college-like atmosphere. So we really do think college football fans in particular and college basketball fans are some of the most passionate out there.
Yeah.
And absolutely, Ohio State had 12 million people watch the Big Ten championship game versus Wisconsin. They had four more games than any other team. Coach Urban Meyer actually tweeted this out today. More games than any other team that were in the top rated of college football. They had 10 million watch their game against Michigan, 9 million watch their game against Penn State, and 8 million watch their game against Oklahoma. So,
well, let's do this.
Fans draw.
So if you said, okay, and it can be entertainers, it can be movies, TV shows, it can be kind of anything for fan passion. Among sports teams that make the list, the Ohio State Buckeyes are one. Then you need to go down to maybe Conor McGregor, the fighter, is number 5. Alabama Crimson Tide, okay, I'm right about that, number 8. Pittsburgh Steelers, 9. LeBron James, 11. Cubs, 12. Dallas Cowboys, 13. Pittsburgh Penguins, they won the Stanley Cup. But really, the Pittsburgh Penguins, 1, it's hockey. 2, it's Pittsburgh.
Well, have you ever been to Pittsburgh?
Never. Well, yes, I've been to Pittsburgh. I went to a wedding there. I've never been to a Penguins game.
Those fans are absolutely out of their minds. It's an incredible sports town. Penguins fans, that franchise has won so many Stanley Cups, and they live and die with that franchise.
Okay, let me throw this at you. The Lakers are 18, the Yankees are 20, but the Packers are 23. That sounds fair. NASCAR as a brand is 24, but Real Madrid is 28, and that's the first soccer team to crack the list. I wonder if it's hard for us to really appreciate that in this country. We just don't get soccer. We don't really understand the fandom of it, do we? I don't.
No, it's tough, and frankly, some of those soccer teams are if we really have tried to take the list and give it a U.S. slant. That's where most of our audience is, but we want to recognize some of these soccer teams, and you could easily pop one of those Real Madrid teams. You can pop them right up in the top 10 if you wanted to, because their fans are worldwide.
Yeah.
There's millions upon millions of them, and incredibly passionate.
Okay, so let me do this. Here's the quiz for you. It's 149 on WGN. We're talking to Patrick Allen. He is over at he is the vice president of content and strategy at FanSided. Mark Harmon works over there. You've seen and read his stuff over there before. Let's take a quick break and come back. When we do, in the top 100, there are 5 Chicago-centric teams, persons, or things. Shows, movies, whatever. You get it. What are the 5 things in Chicago where the fan base is so deep and passionate that they crack the top 100? You think you know? In a minute on WGN. We're talking about fandom. Patrick Allen is the vice president of content and strategy at FanSided. You may have seen that little piece in the Tribune today where they were talking about this site, and I knew a little bit about it. Patrick's telling us more about how they do, what they do, and who made the list. Hey, Steve, all right, 100? There's 250, but if you look at the top 100, what entities from Chicago make it into the list?
Cubs.
1.
Chance the Rapper.
Ding, 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 number 98 of 100.
Oh, really, 98. Okay, that's 2. Oakbrook Mall.
Oakbrook Mall is number 5 on the list. It's
I don't know. It's not going to be the Bears or the Bulls. The Blackhawks, I guess.
Blackhawks are on the list,
which
is interesting, Patrick, because here again, that's the NHL. But Blackhawks fans, I would say, are, along with White Sox fans, Chicago's most devoted. And Blackhawks fans have had more success and maybe are more of a national brand now than the White Sox. So I'm glad the Blackhawks made the top 100.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's easy to look at it and say, oh, well, hockey, it's not that big. Same thing with the Pittsburgh Penguins. But again, we're measuring passion here as well. So, if you look at how many hockey fandoms made it on the list, I think proportionately it sort of lines up with the popularity of at least on the sports side in the U.S. But, there's no accounting for passion, and Blackhawks fans are certainly up there. Chicago fans in general. Chicago came in behind only New York City with, I believe, 4 sports teams. On
oh, really?
If you want to throw, Notre Dame in there, that's I don't know if you do, but that counts for a number 5.
Well, so if you walk north, Steve, from the Blackhawks at 77, Instagram is 74. In a way, I think that should be higher if you're going to allow Instagram in there because, lordy, people love their Instagram. 72 is the St. Louis Cardinals. 70 is Ed Sheeran. what an odd list. And then 67 is a TV show with some Chicago scenes, and that's TV's Empire. But you do have a bunch of Chicago-based medical and crime and police shows right now, too, don't you?
Yeah, what we call them, the Chicago shows. And that's all in the same world, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire. And those shows cross over with one another. And that's a fandom we saw kind of coming up. And we launched a blog for that, for all of those shows, and a Facebook page. It was one of the fastest growing blogs in the history of our company.
Yeah.
One of the fastest growing Facebook pages we've ever seen.
So Blackhawks are 77, TV's Empire is 67. Those are two. Chance the Rapper, Steve Guest, is number three. The Cubs are number 12 on the list. That would be four. And the other Chicago-based entity that is on your list of the 100 is one Kanye West, number 38. Kanye is a divisive character. Those of us who love him and are almost always willing to forgive him. Not always, but a lot. And then some people just don't get him. But I think you've got that right. I think Kanye has to be on that list. One thing before I let you go. The president is not. Do you have any explanation for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, last year we did include politics on the list. Donald Trump was, I don't recall the exact number, he was highly up there as were the Obamas. And as we were debating the list this year, you know, as I said earlier, we really feel like this is a celebration of fandoms, which we think is a really positive and healthy thing for people to engage and form communities around things that they love. And frankly, we just felt that the political environment has grown so toxic and divisive that it really, we couldn't even qualify it as a fandom anymore. It was just so negative. And we decided to remove it from the list.
It may be the right choice, which is a sad commentary, but why pollute something that's fun with everybody's hostility? Patrick Allen is the Vice President of Content and Strategy over at Fansided. Hey, let's stay in touch. It's nice to meet you. Say hi to my friend Mark Harmon, and thanks for joining us.
Will do. You take care over there.
How about that? Fansided.com, FANSIDED.com.